Hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. I am excited about today's show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here right here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news I have for you today is this: God is able, but are you willing? Yes, God is able to do anything, as you know, but are you willing to do what it takes to follow Him? That's a fair question, don't you think? Are you willing to let go of everything that tests your flesh, meaning tempt you to going back to doing those things that are not right in God's eyes? So, I have a message for you today that's going to help you, I pray. Today's message focuses on learning how to pick up your life and walk with Jesus. Yes, pick up your life and walk with Jesus, and I will explain that. As Jesus instructed the paralytic man who was paralyzed for 38 years, after Jesus healed him, Jesus says, pick up your mat and walk, meaning you are healed, you are free now, go and be saved. So is that you today? Are you ready to pick up your life where it is right now? Or in some cases, leave it behind and follow Jesus? Another scripture tells us to pick up our own cross and carry it, which means to follow God. So, before I dig deeper into the message here, let me read the good news scripture of the day really quick. It comes from the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So again, folks, the good news today is God is able, but are you willing to follow Him? Again, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So the big thought right in this scripture here is that according to His will, according to His will, folks, are you in the will of God? I repeat this and I hammer away at this every single message. You have to be in the will of God. You just can't be out in life doing whatever you want and still think that God is going to bless you in those situations and in those things, because it just doesn't happen like that. So again, now this is the confidence that we have in Him. So do you have confidence in God today? And here's the rest of the scripture, that if we ask anything, it didn't say some things, if we ask anything, folks, according to His will. Remember, His will, in His will, on that straight narrow road with Christ, He hears us. So the key here is to put yourself in a position where the Lord is hearing you all the time. That's where you want to be. So again, the good news today is God is able, but are you willing to follow Him once He heals you? That's another fair question. Are you willing to follow Him again once He heals you? Once your prayer is answered, once you get what you want, will you still follow His teachings day by day? Be renewed in your mind, in your heart, in your soul day by day. Pray, worship every day, or will you be absent from the ministry or absent from the calling on your life until you experience another 911 call to Jesus, I call it. Yes, a 911 call to Jesus means, oh, Lord, please answer my prayer. I need you to come through, Lord. I promise I will live in your will for my life. I promise I will love, Lord. I promise I will forgive. I promise this day, Lord, I will do everything the Bible says. I will not fail you anymore, God. I will do everything you ask me to do. And the reason I can say this so well, because I've been there. I know. That 911 call to Jesus is you don't want to ever be there, because then you're operating on desperation. We don't ever want to be desperate for the Lord to answer a prayer for us, because the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, prayer and supplication. So here it is. You have to continue to stay connected to the Word of God. Continue means to live, reside in the Word of God on that straight and narrow path with the Lord. Means living, again, residing in His will for your life. So I'm going to read the good news scripture one more time before I move on. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Again, that was 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. So moving on, the good news scripture sets it up for us today. Again, the good news word of the day is God is able, but are you willing to leave it all behind and carry your dead weight to the altar? Yes, picking up your life from this very moment and leaving your dead weight at the altar means to get over yourself and cast all your cares on God. That sounds easy, right? I know, easier said than done, but the Word of God calls for us to cast our cares on Him. So whatever you're going through, give it to the Lord, leave it at the altar, and continue to carry your cross. As the paralytic man did after Jesus healed him, he picked up his mat and he walked, and I'm sure he was letting his light shine, telling everyone that he was healed. So moving on, this is the appropriate time to give you the title of the message today is, Where is Your Cross Taking You? Scripture of the day comes from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23. Thought of the day is this. Are you ready? God is watching and listening. So if God is watching and listening to you, then you are an open book to Him. He knows you inside out and He knows your needs before you cry out to Him. So my main thought in this message today is this. Becoming a doer of the Word means you are becoming faithful to the Word of God. And when you become faithful to the Word of God, the Bible, the Scriptures, in your study time, and then do the Word, then you are on your way to a prosperous life in Christ. And what I mean by do the Word, when you read and study, then you have to demonstrate what you've read in the Word of God. In other words, if you're reading about forgiveness and you see someone that has betrayed you, a friend, a family member, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, whoever it may be, that is when you take the opportunity to forgive. And also, I want to remind you, as I always do, the Word of God says that unless we forgive, we will not be forgiven. So, we have to be willing to forgive. We have to be willing to, after we read the Word, study the Word, do the Word. Make sense? Another thought I want to include here is if you have anger issues, fear issues, anxiety issues, depressed over something, all of the above, when you learn to do the Word and live in the Word of God, be that living example of the Word of God, then you will begin to heal. Yes, the Lord will heal you. He will prosper you. He will give you peace, hope, joy. Your dreams will begin to manifest because you are doing the Word of God. And the difference is hearing the Word of God and then doing the Word of God. Make sense? So if you are one that talks a good talk but doesn't have the walk, meaning that Christ-led lifestyle, then you're only hurting yourself. Absolutely, you are only hurting yourself. So, I hope you find today's message helpful in connecting you with God on a daily basis, again, being renewed day by day, and learning what it means to carry your cross, carry the Word of God with you everywhere you go, making sure your commitment to the calling on your life is active, not inactive. You follow where I'm going here? Another point to this message is to know where your cross is taking you. The obvious example is what Jesus did for you and I, dying in this life for the truth of God. So in case you're not sure what I mean by carrying your cross, here it is. Taking up your cross means self-denial, death to your flesh, sacrifice, surrender, trust, and believe. And how do you do all these things, Susan? Through your faith. That's why God has given us faith. Faith is a gift. He's given it to you. He's given us all a measure of faith. We just have to develop it from that point. This is another topic that I talk about from time to time. The Lord has dealt to each one a measure of faith, is what the scripture says. So, taking up your cross means self-denial. Again, death to your flesh, those things that you like in the world that keeps you disconnected from God. Surrendering to the truth. Always believing the Word of God. And again, how you do it is through your faith, standing firm on your faith, whether you see it coming into reality or not. It's not about what you see. It's not about what you feel. I always say faith is an action, not an emotion. It's not about what you see, hear, feel. Faith is about doing. And again, being a doer of the Word. Because when you do all these things, folks, in spite of all the obvious struggles and challenges you deal with on a regular basis, putting 100% of your faith to work, you are actually demonstrating the truth. carrying your cross every day so that others can see it. What did Jesus do for us? Again, he died on the cross for the remission of our sins. He carried his cross day by day. So I say to you today, carry your cross in the form of being that upright Christian that we are supposed to do. The Word of God tells us to be kind, tells us to be loving, tells us to be forgiving. You see, folks, carrying your cross means your family members are looking at you, your husband, your wife, your friends, your associates. By carrying your cross, it is the truth. It is the Word of God. So here it is in essence. When you reject the ungodly lifestyle, folks, then you are carrying your cross to the altar. You are asking God to change you. We all have things in our life that are too much to bear at times, I know, but through the life of Jesus, we were giving a real life example of how to endure and avoid temptation at all costs. That means stand in the truth on the Word of God, no matter what, who says what, no matter what is going on around you, no matter how people lie and cheat and steal from you, you stand on the truth, you stand in love, you stand in forgiveness, you stand in peace, you stand in the God truth, no matter what. Again, whatever it takes to living on that God path, do it. Read the Word of God and then do it. Sounds simple. Well, it is. And you know, this is what I tell young people all the time, because they have the most difficult time in life today, because they have so many things to keep them disconnected and distracted from the Word of God. You have phone, television, reality TV. You have all these technology devices that keep them connected to each other and friends, where they can send each other messages throughout the day, send each other pictures throughout the day, keeping them all tangled up and tied up with each other, connected to the cool thing, the makeup, the hair, the clothes, the cars, the purses. It keeps them all connected to that one thing, and that one thing is the world. So yes, I tell young people all the time, doing the most popular thing in town just because your friends and associates are doing it doesn't make it right. So that's why, folks, it is important for us as the adults, teachers, preachers, leaders, to carry our cross. Be that truth. Be that light on the hill. Demonstrate the truth of God every day, day by day, renewing our mind day by day through the Word of God, being a listener, listening to the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and then doing it, which means, again, to be a doer of the Word of God. Again, I encourage you today to pick up your mat, your bed, whatever that dead heavy weight is on your mind, in your heart, everything in your life that causes you to exist in the negative, living at the foot of your cross every day of your life is the process to live today in order to live tomorrow. So again, for those who are just tuning in, really quick before I get into my scriptures here, my name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am the host of this show. I am here every week sharing the goodness of God. The title of the message today is, Where is Your Cross Taking You? Main scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, and it teaches us, beginning at verse 23, that's Luke 9:23, reads, Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, this is Jesus talking to the disciples. He said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am the example. So if you desire to come after me, to follow me, to be like me, then deny yourself and take up your cross daily and walk. It didn't say every other month, once a year, daily, and follow me. Yes, every day, not every month, not every year. We have to be renewed day by day. So again, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, then he said to them, again, this is Jesus talking to the disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So my message point to the scripture is, if you are committed to following Jesus around, then you have to be willing to carry the truth with you. Because following Jesus means you also have to reject the world's way of things. Specifically, the scripture states for you to deny yourself, as I said a few minutes ago, taking up your cross means self-denial, death to your flesh, sacrifice, total surrender, trust and belief, killing the impossible. And how you do all of this is through your faith. And the good news today, through your faith and your hope, you are blessed. Your hopes and dreams come true by carrying your cross, by denying and dying to all those things that keep you tangled up in nonsense that leads to nonsense. So folks, it starts with the cross. It starts with denying the world and living in God's truth. Again, the title of the message today is, Where is Your Cross Taking You? Where is Your Truth Taking You? I hope from this message today, you are on your way to heaven. You are on your way to prosperity in all areas of your life today. As I said before, I have to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and yes, I am here every week sharing the good news scriptures about love, hope, joy, forgiveness. Title of the message today is, Where is Your Cross Taking You? Main scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 23. I taught on today. I hope you've enjoyed this message today. I surely enjoyed ministering the Word of God to you today. I do have to say goodbye. I am running out of time. Real quick, scripture of the day, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Another scripture I want to leave with you to share with your family and friends throughout the week, James 1, 22 through 24. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. I hope you all got that. My final thought of the day is this. When you are on the right side of the Word of God, then there is nothing else to do but wait on God. Remember, patience is a must when standing on your faith. Folks, I have run out of time. Before I go, take a listen to a song I personally wrote and recorded just for you to encourage you and help you along your faith walk journey with Christ. Title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
I need your help to get me through the day.
am back. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of this show. Folks, I have had a wonderful time. Truly, I have run out of time today. If you want to listen to the show again or any other archive message, go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Send us a prayer request, listen to my music, and of course, again, download the show and share it with all of your friends. Folks, I only have one thing to say today. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
A path to lead me straight.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.